The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the true magazine for the Midwest sportsman at MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, Illinois, where the sandwich is the sandwich. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person, at 1 South LaGrange Road in downtown LaGrange, at gpitaliano.com, 708-325-4590. And the Northern Illinois Outdoor Sports Show, January 13th through the 16th, at the Lake County Fairgrounds in Grays Lake, Illinois.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors, whether it's close to home or across this great country. Come on out and follow me. Hey, everybody, welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I think we're in for a good weekend. The weather-wise, it doesn't sound bad at all. I'm pretty excited about it when you look at everything out there. So, you know what? Let's talk about it. This weekend, we're at the Northern Illinois Outdoor Show. That's at the Lake County Fairgrounds, basically 137, which turns into Peterson Road. And, you know, it's in that Grays Lake area. It's real easy to find. If you just go to your GPS or your iSmartphone and type in Lake County Fairgrounds directions, it'll get you right there. And you'll get to see me and a lot of other neat people that are going to be out there. So come on out and let's talk the great outdoors at the Lake County Outdoor Show. You got something else you want to do? On this week's show, though, we're going to have our good buddy Jim Crowley's coming on with some supposedly really big news, as I like to put it. So we'll hear from Jim Crowley about what exactly all that's going to be. And then we're going to hear from a young angler. You know, everybody's young in my mind now. But Jim O'Neill is a Chicago angler who really can speak about how to catch not just one species. This guy has got it covered for every species of fish that I know of. We're going to talk about some huge perch that he zeroed in the Green Bay area. He was up there ice fishing for a couple of days. And if you go to our Facebook page, you could see a picture of him holding. These aren't jumbos. These are behemoth. These are Neanderthal perch. They're huge. So we're going to talk to him about the perch fishing up there that he did through the ice in Green Bay. And then our good friend Jim Kupjow. That's right, the crappie professor. Yes, Jim has a crappie guide service that he does through about three seasons of the year. And then he enjoys ice fishing. And we're going to be talking with him about, now I'm a little concerned about him. He was out and spent several nights in a tent sleeping, cooking, eating, and ice fishing on the ice. I think Jim needs to come inside for a while. I'm just getting a little concerned about him. I'm just getting a little worried about him, but that's okay. It's our friend Jim Kupjow. We know he's got it all together. But he did some really good fishing through the ice and some Wisconsin lakes that aren't that far away for us to go to and enjoy. So I'm pretty excited about that. We will then, in our last segment of the show, try to get you some outdoor information, some fishing reports, and all kinds of stuff that we have. And we want you to come out to the, you know, Northern Illinois Outdoor Show and, you know, spend some time with us and the other vendors that are there and have, let's talk a little bit about the great outdoors. It could be fishing, hunting, camping, napping in a hammock. You know, we cover it all in our booth there. But before, wait a minute, we've got somebody on the line. We have Jim Crowley on the phone. Jim, what's going on?
How you doing, my friend? I was hoping you would call. I was so looking forward to talking with you.
Yes, I mean, you know, I got a couple of these cryptic notes from you, and I'm like, I better call Jim. He's got something he wants to mention or do, or I'm not sure what he's up to.
I'm pretty excited about this. We it's been a long time in the making, but 2021 was really, really good. And as of a little bit, probably the end of January, probably beginning of February, my new show, we ended Hook and Hunt TV last year after talking with the company. And as of 2022 here, later in January, beginning of February, then my new show, Jim Crowley Outdoors, will premiere and be exclusive to the Wired to Fish TV network.
Wow.
So we're pretty excited about that. Wired to Fish is in the process of becoming, and they will become, the largest streaming platform offering 24/7 viewing of exclusive fishing shows that there is, period. That's just it. I was contacted by them last year where they saw I've been talking to Terry Brown from Wired to Fish, who most people know. If you watch Wired to Fish, you know who Terry Brown is anywhere. And we hooked up. We started talking about different things. And so my new show will premiere exclusively on the Wired to Fish TV network. And we're all really excited about it. It's going to be really cool. It's a different type of show. And I'm excited to work with you. These guys are the juggernaut when it comes to fishing information and education. And I'm going to be on that network, so I'm thrilled.
Well, I am very honored that you're using our platform to make this announcement, sir.
Well, you know what? You, not only have you been, without question, the best broadcasting outlet for the past 25 years, probably.
Yeah.
You and I have been friends for, goodness gracious.
We started at 5.
Before I had gray hair.
Yeah.
Anyway. We've always had a great time talking together, and listeners really seem to enjoy our banter, whether we are on the radio or live.
Mm-hmm.
And even when you've stolen my rods during a seminar.
That was the best one.
that was so awful of you. It was so much fun. I thought I would let you know. I'm really excited about this. I think it's going to be a really, really cool thing. I'm thrilled mm-hmm. to be working with the people from Wired to Fish TV.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be neat. We're going to be Central Standard Time. We'll be on Monday to Friday. My show will premiere at 8 p.m. So we're on 5 days a week. And on the weekends, we're going to be on at 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. So 7 days a week. If you haven't got enough of me on social media, good gracious, pour yourself a beer. I'm a lot funnier that way. And we're going to have a great show exclusively on Wired to Fish. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be Wired to Fish TV?
Yeah. And so even if you look up on Roku, some of the channels that we're going to be on, and right now I think there's 8 streaming channels, but some of the ones we're on is LG, which is probably the biggest network mm-hmm. out there, Plex, Distro, and I think there's 5 or 6 others, and they're planning adding more. Like I said, it will be without question the largest and the only 24/7 that is completely fishing in the world.
Cool.
And so, yeah, Wired to Fish has always been known for incredible content on anything fishing. And that's what they've developed with now the largest streaming platform that you can possibly have. Mm. And I'm just thrilled to be a part of that.
Well, we'll once again hear more from our good friend, Mr. Jim Crowley. From what's it going to be called? Jim Crowley Outdoors?
It's just Jim Crowley Outdoors exclusively on the Wired to Fish TV network.
Sounds good to me, my friend. You have a good night.
Thanks, buddy. Talk to you soon.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Did you know trespassing is the number one complaint against snowmobilers by landowners and is a leading cause in lost snowmobiling access? Most land adjacent to snowmobile trails is closed to snowmobiling, so stay on the trail. No trespassing means no snowmobiling. Just because there are snowmobile tracks off-trail doesn't mean it's open or legal. Ask first and know the off-trail rules before you go. Brought to you by the American Council of Snowmobile Associations and the Federal Highway Administration. Visit snowmobileinfo.org.
Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, your Lund and Lowe superstar, have once again been awarded the prestigious Mercury CSI Award for customer service above all other dealers in the area for the 7th year in a row. Call them at 708-798-9700 and tell them Chauncey said to call.
The Northern Illinois Sports Show is back January 13th through the 16th at the Lake County Fairgrounds and Event Center in Grays Lake. If you're looking to book a trip, buy a boat or an RV, load up on gear, or talk fishing and hunting, this is the place. The Northern Illinois Sports Show, January 13th through the 16th at Lake County Fairgrounds and Event Center. $10 ticket online now to save at ilsportsshow.com. It only comes once a year, so don't miss it.
Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
You love watching us on TV? Now you can enjoy the great outdoors every day of the week with a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. For only $14.95, Big Issues loaded with the best of fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Each one packed with how-to and where-to-go information you can use all year long. Call 1-800-606-FISH. Inside each issue, you'll find timely, in-depth articles on fishing techniques, hunting strategies, equipment reviews, and new product showcases. Fishing or hunting, it's all covered. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-606-FISH. Know that Midwest Outdoors Magazine includes a state section for where you live. Each month you get the information that matters to you and where you hunt and fish. For only $14.95, you get Big Issues of the best of the outdoors.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by Waterworks. Waterworks Boat Sales at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Lazy yellow moon coming up tonight, shining through the trees.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And, you know, we got a nice weekend looks. It was a little bitter last weekend, but, you know, and we got a good weekend going on here. But on the phone with me right now, we're not even going to wait for the phone to ring because we already picked it up with him. We've got our good friend of the show, Jim O'Neill. How are you, buddy?
What's going on, Sean? How are you today?
My friend, you know, anybody who can post pictures of jumbo perch and smiling from ear to ear is going to get a phone call from me.
Oh, hey, I always pick up when I see that name call.
Jim is, I'm not even going to get into it. He's a great fisherman. He loves open water. He loves ice fishing. He loves a little bit of everything, whether it's smallmouth bass, steelhead, perch, et cetera. And, buddy, where were you up ice fishing?
All right, so I'll let a little cat out of the bag. You know, this fall was my hardest perch season ever on the South End because they didn't really come in until a little later into the winter. And by that point, I was already geared up for ice season. And we got our best perch action I've ever gotten through the ice up in Little Sturgeon Bay in Door County, about 4.5 hours away from us.
That's not a bad haul.
No, it's really not. Especially because you have a lot of opportunities up there, mm-hmm. and you can do a lot of different things. You can fish shallow, you can fish deep. Of course, when the ice is safe, we're still a little early. As of right now, really all you can do is target, perch, maybe some smelt, some walleye.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually, more will freeze, and you can target trout up there. And then, of course, the whole Green Bay area really draws for the whitefish and walleye once February comes around.
Oh, yes. I heard it looks like, you know, 94 Expressway out there.
The shanty villages. The shanty villages are large and in charge.
Yeah, the third largest city in the state of Wisconsin is not on land.
No, that's for sure.
Well, you know, you just said something earlier that you know perch, you know, was a little bit late, and you know, perch used to be a summer fish in our Illinois area and Indiana and stuff. Well, it has really turned into a winter fishery where, you know, the swallows of Capistrano show up at a certain time in, you know, in California. The perch, like clockwork, show up at Thanksgiving here now. And they go right. all winter up until, you know, things start breaking up and then I don't know where to go.
Yeah, I mean, I truly... Anything in fishing, hunting, outdoors, it seems like once you think you know something, you get humbled and completely turned around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, last year was by far the best perch fishing I ever had, best pan fishing I've ever had. We only fished artificial lures,
mm-hmm.
And we caught multiple 14s, and we caught a handful of 15-inchers. I don't know about you, Chance, but I've never seen a 15-inch perch in person. So to put that in your hand is absolutely incredible. And we thought we were going to repeat that this year and have a chance at a 16 and maybe a state record.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, we started the year with six outings with not a single fish because we started early to try to find them. And
mm-hmm.
that was not the game. The early play was not the game this year.
I got a quick mother story. People love my mother stories. My mother loved fishing, but she loved to go perch fishing like I do. And mm-hmm. one year I was out with Cubby Bates, Frank Brzezicki, and her, and we were fishing the breakwell at 95th Street, and she caught her first true 13.5-inch perch.
Jumbo.
All I can say is this woman felt like she just caught the world record. She was having a religious experience with this fish.
Yeah, it's really amazing, and God bless Mom, by the way. But mm-hmm. it's people think of big fish, right?
Yeah.
I had multiple non-fishermen comment on my pictures. They said, "Jim, real nice picture. You look great, but why are you holding small fish?" And I said, "You don't understand. Some people see a 200-pound fish, right?
Mm-hmm.
If it's a Goliath grouper, that's not that big of a Goliath grouper, 200 pounds. But
no.
to any layman, that's a giant fish."
Yeah.
Your average perch, people are used to catching inland lakes, you know, 5, 6, 7 inches.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get something in your hand, you know, that's over 10 inches, that's when they start blowing out. You know, they start getting fat over that 10, 11 inch mark.
Mm, wow.
So when you get these 12s, 13s, and all the way up, believe it or not, yes, 15 inches, they're freaks. And to someone who has seen thousands of perch and you see one that you've never seen before, It's something to get wide-eyed for.
Oh, gosh, yes. Hey, now, what were you using for bait up there in Sturgeon Bay?
So this is the thing. In the big bodies of water like that, and just perch in general, you'll see that they travel a lot. You know, if you're in a weed basin, like let's say a Lake Geneva, okay, another great ice fishing spot. I think it's truly probably the best place to ice fish between here and Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
You can catch good perch out of there. But you got to find weeds, you got to find some bait, and you'll find the perch. Now, when you go out to your Dakotas and your Idaho and, you know, Lake Erie, Green Bay, where you find truly the massive perch, they move in schools. And each school is different, each day is different. So we caught a lot of our fish on, like, a size 14 little jigs and spin, you know, like a little tungsten jig head with a little maggot or waxworm on there. And then I started getting a little ballsy once we were getting close to the limit. And we were throwing slab wraps, shad wraps, you know, larger presentation baits. And sure enough, that's when we started getting the giants that you see in that picture.
Hmm. Just beautiful. Well, that's amazing that you're able to pull that out. And people would never think of using those bigger baits. And, you know, at a certain point of the year, I know fishermen in Chicago, they used to throw shad wraps and stuff for perch and catch the jumbos. But nobody would do that. They're all fishing with a crappie rig and a little minnow or cubby mini mite and a waxy or a minnow on it. And when the fat boys are in town, just like me, they're ready to eat.
I have caught Lake Michigan perch on jerk baits for bass and rattle traps. So that says enough right there.
Oh, gosh. That is so cool. That is so cool. What are some other places that are not that far away from, you know, the Chicagoland area to go fishing like this? Well, not like this, but, you know, that you would recommend.
Sure, absolutely. So, you know, we'll start a couple real close, real local. You have an opportunity to catch fish in the lakefront, you know, on our harbors, obviously. With any of these, use extreme caution, but especially on the navigable waters that have current. But the lakefront, you know, the strip mines down near Coal City, Manzonia, and the chain of lakes, you know, those offer a lot of good fishing in the Chicagoland area. However, I am a Wisconsin lover, especially when it comes to ice fishing. So I will tell people this. Geneva and Delavan, less than 2 hours from the Chicagoland area. If you're on the north side, even closer.
Mm-hmm.
The harbors. I said good fishing in the Chicago harbors, forget about it when it comes to the Wisconsin harbors. Kenosha, Racine, and Milwaukee. Not only do they get occasional whitefish and eel pout in there, but they truly have maybe some of the best steelhead fishing and brown trout in the world, and it only gets amplified when the winter ice is here. Now, catching them can be difficult, but you can catch a 20-pound brown through the ice, and still to this day, that is my favorite fishing moment, was catching an absolute giant German brown through the ice in Milwaukee.
Wow.
Yeah. Cool. And then, like we talked about, you keep going and you just keep hitting things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, once we get past Green Bay, I think you're a little past a day's trip.
Mm-hmm.
But Green Bay will offer so much, and there's so many guides up there, you know. Don't do anything crazy by yourself, especially if you're going offshore a bit. I know 40 people just in Green Bay this weekend got broke off, and Coast Guard had to go rescue them. So always use extreme caution, but you can be rewarded, especially, like I said, if you get a guide, because they have tons of whitefish, giant walleye, and as you see, the perch fishing, if you don't know, guys, is back in Green Bay.
Yeah. Oh, God. Now, I just want to put this in perspective for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Our buddy Jim here that we're talking to, Jim O'Neill, he was up there fishing, you know, Sturgeon Bay, doing this massive, you know, jumbo perch. He gets in his car. He drives back through Chicago, drops off the perch fillets at the house, repacks his, you know, tidy whities or whatever, gets in his car, and he's going down south to go chase peacock bass. What is going on, my friend?
So here's the deal. 2022 is the year of the fish. I have a couple months before a new career starts,
mm-hmm.
and I said I am going to utilize this. So we are going to catch anything from giant perch through the ice and giant trout. But we're going to be down south for a few weeks here, and we're going to try to catch peacock bass. We're going to try to attempt a double-digit largemouth, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
Freshwater snook and tarpon. Some people probably didn't even know those existed. So, not to plug myself here, but anyone is welcome to follow Little Freak Fishing, LIL, Freak Fishing, on all the social medias. And you'll see, I'm going to try to post a picture every day, at least for the next 30 mm-hmm. days, because I think we're going to have a lot of fun. And when I get back, speaking of all the Wisconsin stuff,
yep.
We're going to start guiding in Wisconsin. And next, probably not this ice season, but I will start taking requests for next year. And we're going to be licensed and insured and all the good stuff. So I look forward to that a lot.
Well, I hope in a couple of weeks you'll give me a call and we'll have you back on the show to hear about the next adventure that you're having this starting this week and going down to the warm climate. Okay, buddy?
I appreciate it. I'll have some goodies in store for you.
I'm looking for everybody. We're talking to Jim O'Neill. Jim, thanks for coming on today's show.
Thanks so much, Chauncey.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Waterworks has been through this pandemic for everyone who owns a boat or dreams of buying a new boat. Waterworks wants to make your dream of owning a 2022 Lund or Low boat powered by your Mercury outboard this year. Waterworks is taking deposits now for the 2022 Lund and Low boats with a Mercury outboard motor to be ready for that fall fishing trip. But if you have a boat you're not using or want to sell or maybe trade in, let Waterworks give you a price no one can match. Waterworks will hold your special Waterworks price on these new models and give you all those special price incentives way before any boat show and guarantee to hold that price today with a deposit made today. So stop in now and make a deposit on your 2022 Lund or Low for that fall fishing trip with a new Mercury outboard at a price no one can match. Go to waterworks.com or call them at 708-798-9700.
You love watching us on TV? Now you can enjoy the great outdoors every day of the week with a subscription to Midwest Outdoors Magazine. For only $14.95, big issues loaded with the best of fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Each one packed with how-to and where-to-go information you can use all year long. Call 1-800-606-FISH. Inside each issue, you'll find timely, in-depth articles on fishing techniques, hunting strategies, equipment reviews, and new product showcases. Fishing or hunting, it's all covered. What are you waiting for? Call 1-800-606-FISH. Did you know that Midwest Outdoors Magazine includes a state section for where you live? Each month you get the information that matters to you and where you hunt and fish. For only $14.95, you get big issues of the best of the outdoors. Call 1-800-606-FISH and start your adventure with Midwest Outdoors today.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by DiamondGhostCharters.com. Go fishing with Captain Tony and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Deer Hunters! Hey! How you guys doing? You're listening to Shan Rap, and this one's going out to everyone who's heading up to the North Wisconsin Woods to do a little deer hunt this year. And here we
Hi, this is Skeet Reese, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
It's finally here. Take the fellas up north and stay in the shack. A week without the wife won't want to come back. Gotta wake up early on opening day. But first, I better finish off a case I say. Spend the night.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And, well, the phone is ringing. We better find out who's on the phone because you never want to let the phone ring more than once. Hey, it's Mr. Cupchow, the crappy professor. How are you, my friend?
Yeah, I'm doing great, Chauncey. Good morning.
Hey, you're one of those guys that I like to call the Iceman.
Yeah, little nuts getting out there on the ice early in the season.
Now, wait a minute. We have to get a clarification, everybody. You know, Jim has a guiding service that he has a great concept about what boat he uses and where he fishes for his crappies and puts people on crappies. But, Jim, I got a little bit worried that did you really spend a couple of overnights out on the ice?
You know, that was the first time for me doing it. And yes, I have to admit that, yes, I did spend a couple overnights out on the ice.
I'm a little concerned about your mental well-being.
There were a lot of people that were reaching out to me, you know, what are you doing? What are you thinking? And I've finally gone off the deep end. But I was with a good group of guys that have been doing it for a very, very long time. So it wasn't like... I was unprepared or anything. In fact, we borrowed some equipment from some of the other gentlemen just to make sure our comfort level was up to, not leaving early and going home.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I just have to tell people, it's if you go to your Facebook page, correct?
Yes.
You and which is your what's the name of your Facebook page?
It should be under Crappie Professor Jim Kopjoe.
And there are pictures. I thought you guys were setting up a restaurant, not spending the night out there.
Yeah, we everybody. It was like two guys to a hub. So it reminded me more of like a Boy Scout, Cub Scout, or service type excursion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the little pup tents, two guys to a pup tent, a little cot, get you up off the ice. It really wasn't bad, Chance, until, of course, in our later years when you have to get up real early in the morning.
Yeah.
And that was kind of rough.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, okay, you were up ice fishing, and you might be the very first person this year that I'm speaking to about ice fishing. Now, what lakes were you on?
Well, it was more of areas, because we hit several lakes while we were up there. The first trip, we were up near Turtle Lake area,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of, Chetek and Spooner, so kind of northwest mm-hmm. Wisconsin.
Sure.
Then we had another trip that was in the area just south of the Dells. We wanted to hit Castle Rock and Pettenwell. We just didn't trust or have confidence in the ice conditions to drive quads. One of the downsides to camping out there, you have a lot of extra gear, mm-hmm. Lanterns, heaters, these large hubs that you're pulling them around on sleds. You know, you want to get to that 7, 8, or 9 inches of ice, and some of the larger lakes just aren't there yet.
Right.
Yeah, we were hitting smaller lakes in those two areas.
And we all know Chauncey's philosophy on ice is anything less than 4 inches belongs covered in a glass with an amber liquid.
Okay. Well, I know that going forward.
Yes, that is the Chauncey's philosophy on ice. Anything less than 4 inches belongs in a glass covered in an amber liquid.
You know, and ice fishing is definitely one of those activities, if done safely, if you look at it from that mindset, it's an enjoyable time.
Mm-hmm.
And once you have the confidence that the safety factor is well beyond, what most would consider safe, then you can put those hesitation feelings aside
mm-hmm.
and concentrate on hunting fish. And that's basically what we're doing.
Yeah. Okay, so you go up there. You get on your quads, go out in the middle of nowhere in this lake. You drill some holes. What do you use? How does it all work after that? For someone who's maybe thinks of ice, you know, I know the Wisconsin people ice fish like they learn to walk. But, people down in Illinois and Indiana, a lot of them don't see the quality of ice that they see up north. And what was some of the techniques you were going with?
Well, I'd like to back you up if I can get a little long-winded on you. The first thing we have on the quads are the same plotters that we run during open water. So your last trips in the late fall, you're actually gathering data and waypoints where you contact fish in the fall are the first places that we go to with the quad, the same depth finder plotter screen. You're driving right back to those hot spots and those schools of fish. But first drop, we're usually using something like a 4 or 5 millimeter tungsten jig. It's a little heavier than lead. And we're running these microplastics that there'll be a vendor at the show that he'll have everything that we were dropping. They're imitation mayflies.
Mm-hmm.
Some things look like little minnow bodies. Different profiles that you drop to the fish in the basin. And they're very willing. They haven't seen much bait since, say, October-ish. So anything that's coming by, they're very receptive and coming up pretty quick to inspect what it is that's coming down the water column.
And the show we're talking about is the Northern Illinois Outdoor Show.
Yeah, the Northern Illinois Sports Show. You can go online and check that out Thursday through Sunday. I have seminars all 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't make the seminar, come on by the booth and I'll be, happy to share some of the techniques and things that we do and where we do it.
And who's the vendor that's going to have the ice fishing gear?
His name is Angelo Garcia. He's from Indiana. His company is called Whack'em and Stack'em Baits.
Uh-huh.
He's a custom bait maker, so not only can you get the industry standards that everybody uses, but you can, if your order is large enough, he'll make specific colors that you want. If there's a certain sparkle you want, or mm-hmm. a certain color blend, he's very willing to do that for you, and that's one of the things I enjoy. Once I find a body of water with a very specific color that, you know, you can gear up with different body shapes of baits and have that hot color for that body of water and really cover all bases.
Huh. Okay. That's interesting. Okay, so you get out there, you got these little tungsten jigs, you drop them in your ice hole that you've clean, made a hole, and you got, you know, pulled out all the slush. And then how do you know if anybody's there besides your them biting?
Yeah, there's a couple different devices that we add, a couple tools in our arsenal that we have. We're running the Garmin LiveScope. Lowrance and Hummingbird both have compatible type technology. You can actually see the fish swimming below you. You can run that in your search mode. And then most of the time, just a flasher is adequate. If you have a handheld GPS to get you close, you're drilling your grid of holes, and you're just checking through the water column for activity, something that is between you and bottom has got to be alive. And you're dropping down to these fish to see a response from them. It makes it a little easier with the live scope that, you know, you can see the fish and have confidence you're dropping to a large school of fish. But it's not necessary. It just makes your hunt time a lot shorter.
Yeah.
You're on fish a lot quicker. Not necessarily that they're going to be biting or in an aggressive state, but you definitely get on fish quicker. But it does have a high price tag, but it's not necessary. We've done it for years without it.
Mm-hmm.
This shortens the, you know, the hunt time for us.
Yeah. Well, one of the most frustrating things for me when I was ice fishing was you could see, friend had a camera. You could see my jig. I could see the bluegill. First of all, the bluegill looks like it's about a 6-pound bluegill because of the camera. And, you know, it swims right up to the jig and it stops and it just sits there and it looks at you and it looks at you and it looks at you and it looks at that little jig and it spends, it could be 3 minutes, but it felt like 20. And then it just swims away.
Yeah, we call that getting denied, and that is a hard lesson to learn. Even with all the technology that we have, you will get denied a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very frustrating. Like you said, you know, if that happens a lot, we'll downsize. We'll go to what they call a number 3 Fisca or mm-hmm. tungsten jig. It's very light. It takes a long time to get down to some of these 18 to 22, maybe 25-foot holes that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
It seems it does take, you know, close to a minute to get down there. But a lot of times if they're in that negative state, even tipping it with, say, a spike or a waxworm. But I'm going to say 95% of the time, we're just using the plastic. There's no bait really necessary.
Mm-hmm. Do you get a mess of fish?
We did very well. Now, during the winter, I'm a little more conservation-minded. I don't mm-hmm. keep as many fish during the ice period as I used to.
Okay.
You're getting on very specific spots, very specific schools, and if you're not conservation-minded, you can impact the fishery in short order.
Yeah. Now, you're going to have all this gear, correct, at the show?
Well, I'll have pictures. I'll have it all in the PowerPoint. I'll have my laptop with all the PowerPoints that I've had from current to years ago. So if guys do want to pick my brain about certain things, I'll have it all there to pull up and mm-hmm. show them so that if they're having trouble with figuring something out, I can pull it all up and walk them through it so they have confidence going to whatever body of water they want to go to and figure it out.
Right. And once again, Jim's going to be at the Northern Illinois Outdoor Sports Show, January 13th through the 16th. This is at the Lake County Fairgrounds on Peterson Road. It's basically go to 294 to 137, and then you just go west and you run into it. I think that's right.
Right.
I'm not sure, but I think that's right. Well, that's
you know, if they most people now we're running that Garmin or that mm-hmm. That Street Finder, the Northern Illinois Outdoor Sports Show. If you Google that, it will come up, and you just click on the little button that says directions, and you know, just follow the directions from your GPS telling you where to go, and mm-hmm. and you should mention it's free parking.
Yeah.
So other than the gate fee to get into the door, this is a very affordable show. And we're going to have a lot of things there. You know, they're going to have some boat dealers there, marina dealers, mm-hmm. A lot of tackle vendors. And, you know, there's other guides that are going to be there. So if maybe the waterways that I'm guide on are not something that they're looking to get on, there are other guides in the area that will have their booths there as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, everybody go find the crappie professor, Jim Kupchow. You know, you just can't miss him. He's probably somewhere near my booth, I think. And let's have some fun. You know, we'll talk about crappie fishing there and just get out. Let's plan to get out in the spring and summer and catch some more fish. And once you go out with Jim on his fishing off of a pontoon boat, you will never get back in a little boat again.
It's a very comfortable platform, Sean.
Oh, I know it is. Jim, but give us a phone number if somebody wants to give you a buzz.
Sure. Area code 708-601-1962.
Cool. Jim, thanks much for coming on. We'll see you later on this morning at the show, okay?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go get me a breakfast, and we'll see you there, Sean.
All right. Meet Eddie for breakfast.
All right. Thank you very much.
That's Jim Kupchow, the crappie professor, everybody. Let's get out and have some fun. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home. Wow.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Waterworks has been through this pandemic for everyone who owns a boat or dreams of buying a new boat. Waterworks wants to make your dream of owning a 2022 Lund or Low boat powered by your Mercury outboard this year. Waterworks is taking deposits now for the 2022 Lund and Low boats with a Mercury outboard motor to be ready for that fall fishing trip. But if you have a boat you're not using or want to sell or maybe trade in, let Waterworks give you a price no one can match. Waterworks will hold your special Waterworks price on these new models and give you all those special price incentives way before any boat show and guarantee to hold that price today with a deposit made today. So stop in now and make a deposit on your 2022 Lund or Low for that fall fishing trip with a new Mercury outboard at a price no one can match. Go to waterworks.com or call them at 708-798-9700.
The Northern Illinois Sports Show is back January 13th through the 16th at the Lake County Fairgrounds and Event Center in Grays Lake. If you're looking to book a trip, buy a boat or an RV, load up on gear, or talk fishing and hunting, this is the place. The Northern Illinois Sports Show, January 13th through the 16th at Lake County Fairgrounds and Event Center. $10 ticket online now to save at ilsportsshow.com. It only comes once a year, so don't miss it.
Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting, all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Did you know trespassing is the number one complaint against snowmobilers by landowners and is a leading cause in lost snowmobiling access? Most land adjacent to snowmobile trails is closed to snowmobiling, so stay on the trail. No trespassing means no snowmobiling. Just because there are snowmobile tracks off-trail doesn't mean it's open or legal. Ask first and know the off-trail rules before you go. Brought to you by the American Council of Snowmobile Associations and the Federal Highway Administration. Visit snowmobileinfo.org.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the true magazine for the Midwest sportsman at MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, Illinois, where the sandwich is the sandwich. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person, at 1 South LaGrange Road in downtown LaGrange, at gpitaliano.com, 708-325-4590. Diamond Ghost Charters with Captain Tony at diamondghostcharters.com. Northern Illinois Outdoor Show, January 13th through the 16th, Lake County Fairgrounds at lssportshow.com. And Wren Lake Area Tourism at wrenlake.com. A little bit of heaven at Exit 77 on Interstate 57.
Hey, Smitty! Let's fish it.
Everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I hope you've enjoyed our ice fishing baby interviews today. The Icemen have cometh to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Doesn't it sound like a lot of fun sleeping in a tent on the ice and, you know, going to bed probably with every stitch of clothing you have on? Jim Kupchow, you're crazy. That sounded like a good time. And then Jim O'Neill catching those massive perch up in Green Bay. Can't go wrong with that. Hey, we got to talk about a few things. First of all, we're going to be at the Lake County Show, which is called a Northern Illinois Outdoor Show at the Lake County Fairgrounds. Make sure you come on out and, you know, be part of it. And let's have some fun. We can always talk something about the great outdoors. Besides, it's always nice to talk to my friends out there. Okay. Well, this week we have the Aiden Fishing Report that's sponsored by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. It goes, Papa, Dad and I went to the Grand River in Grand Rapids and we watched the old guys pop a few steelhead. They were happy to see me when we went to look at them. We then checked out a few smaller lakes and we saw good ice, and I was wearing those ice creeper things you put on your boots that you gave me. I did not slip, but Dad did. It was pretty funny. The guys on the smaller lakes use real small jigs and light line and took bluegills, not many big ones, and we saw three crappie being caught. None of the other people were like your friend Mr. Schneider. He means Mr. Schneider. He didn't spell Schneider right. That keeps the wax worms in his mouth when he's ice fishing. He's weird, but he's a nice man, Papa. So I'll have to tell Kenny Schneider that one. Okay, no storms this weekend. So Mom said that we can go out and do some ice fishing or go by the river and do some fishing. Thanks much for everything, and especially the ice creepers on my feet. Your fishing magician, Aiden. Oh, you're welcome, Aiden. And this fishing report from Aiden was sponsored by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills. Here's some outdoor news from the state of Michigan. Michigan's 2022 Lake Sturgeon fishing season. That's a state. There's a Marx Brothers whole piece that's done on this one. Fishing season on Black Lake in Sheboygan County will begin 8 a.m. Saturday, February 5th. All anglers must register online by February 4th to participate in the fishing program. The harvest limit for the 2022 season for Black Lake is 6. Count on your fingers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Lake Sturgeon. To prevent overfishing, the Department of Natural Resources will close the season when one of two scenarios occurs. The 6 fish is harvested,
or five fish have been harvested at the end of the fishing day of the season. Fishing hours are 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. each day of the season, and it will end on the 2 p.m. Wednesday, February 9th, if the limit was not caught. Okay. Whether you spend a lot of time or you want to spend more time in Michigan's great outdoors, if you live in Michigan or maybe you're moving to Michigan and you want to stay busy in retirement or maybe you're looking to start a career in the natural resources, there's hundreds of positions for seasonal workers or rangers with the DNR Park and Recreation Service that might be perfect for you, whether you're a young person or a retired, more seasoned veteran, as I like to put it. All you need to do is go to michigan.gov/DNR jobs and check out the application online. You fill it out, and who knows, you may be the person I say hello to when I pull up to a state park. Springfield, Illinois. The village of Libertyville has joined an official list of Illinois communities that place a high priority on historic preservation. It's historic preservation is really important, people. It really is. It's, you know, it's our past, and our past is what we teach and learn from so we don't commit the mistakes we did before. Libertyville has been designated the 84th certified local government in Illinois, which means it's been officially recognized by both the Illinois State Historic Preservation Office and the U.S. National Park Service for its active role in preserving its heritage. The Illinois SHPO, that's State Historic Preservation Office, is a division of the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. Didn't know that, I bet. Madison, Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is hosting their free fishing weekend, January 15th and the 16th, to share the fun and excitement of winter fishing. No fishing license or trout stamps are required for this season. It's only, remember, 2 days. Anglers can fish state waters where there is an open season. All other fishing regulations apply, such as limits, numbers of fish, size of fish you can keep, and any, you know, seasons when you must release certain species, etc. You've got to abide by the rules. As a reminder, anglers cannot fish spring trout ponds during the free winter fishing weekend. Please review the trout regulations or the 2022 hook and line regulations for the state of Wisconsin. Very important, okay? The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources also wants to confirm two wild deer tested positive for chronic wasting disease in Monroe County during the fall 2021 season. Two deer were adult bucks harvested in the towns of Ridgeville and Glendale. These are the first confirmed wild positive cases of CWD in Monroe County. As required by the state law, the DNR enacts a 3-year baiting and feeding ban in counties where CWD has been detected and 2-year bans on adjoining counties. Remember that, everybody, the adjoining counties that lie within 10 miles of the CWD detection. Following state law, the DNR will renew a 3-year baiting and feeding ban in Monroe County. Baiting or feeding deer encourages them to congregate unnaturally around a shared food source where sick deer can spread CWD through direct contact and healthy deer or by leaving behind infectious prions in their body secretions, meaning they leave the prions in their poop and their urine. Okay, let's talk fishing in our area. Yeah, I'm ready. Okay, Lake Michigan, Chicago. A lot of slush floating around out there. It blows in, blows out, depending on which way the wind's blowing. If it's blowing out, you can definitely catch some perch. Down at the 87th Street, 89th Street, Navy Pier, 95th Street, all those areas. If you got a boat, I know they're still running up the Calumet River and picking up some fish, so that's a good sign there. I would highly advise any angler, if you're fishing down there, have a long-handled net. That's what you kind of see on a salmon boat. Just don't use the big loops in it. Have smaller loops because it would be terrible for you to catch a big jumbo perch and it falls through the hole in a net, okay? Or you can't get it out of the water because it's 6 foot to where you're standing to where the water level is. Remember that, okay? Keep moving around to find those active fish, crappie rigs with two minnows, local favorite strips of squid, things like that. Northwest Indiana anglers, they've been working Wolf Lake, picking up a few crappie, and some guys are trying up in that corn plant, the discharge area, trying to pick up some fish, and I didn't get any reports from those friends out there, so I'm thinking they're catching a few fish. But a lot of the anglers from Indiana, they're looking for perch, are running up to 87th Street. Wren Lake, remember to go, sponsored by our friends at Wren Lake Area Tourism. RendLake.com. That's right. Go to RendLake.com for more information. Jason John said the winter bite has really been better than the fall bite of the year. And he says, don't ask me why. Vertical jigging for crappies with small plastics did quite well. And he says, you know, even larger plastics will pick up a couple of nice-sized crappie. So the larger ones seem to pull a little bit larger crappie, but he says a lot of small fish, but those fish are going to be perfect size next season. He's pretty excited about this. I've been getting a lot of questions about ice fishing lakes and the forest preserves and things like that. And I had a long conversation with them in Cook County. They do not check the ice thickness. You're on your own. But you know what? That means you have to use common sense and an ice spud. You take a step, slam that ice real hard with an ice spud. It's a pipe with a sharp front chisel on it just to check it for safety. In Cook County, you can ice fish Arrowhead, Axe Head, Beck, Baloo, Big Bend, Bodie, South, Bullfrog, Bussy, Maine, and South, Flatfoot, Green, Horsetail, Ida, Maple, Papoose, Powderhorn, Saganaski Slough, Sag Quarry, Tampier, Turtlehead, and Wampum. Whew, probably shorter to say the ones you can't. but that's for Cook County. In DuPage County, no ice fishing is permitted at Spring Lake Reservoir. Late night fishing, though, is allowed at Deep Quarry. But you've got to be out of the preserve by 11 p.m. I mean, if you're going to check out some of those walleye that might be hidden down there or some bigger crappie, you might want to stay a little bit later. Out a little bit west in Kane County, permitted only at Lake Patterson. That's the Hampshire South Forest Preserve. Remember that. Oakhurst Forest Preserve has two ponds within them, Paul Wolf Campground and the Grunwell Farms. But up in Lake County, once again, when conditions allow, you can't do it until it's okay. You can start at 6:30 in the morning and go to sunset. I love going up Independence Grove. It's a lot of fun. It's a catch and release. You can catch a lot of nice fish there, and you have a good time. Up on the chain of lakes, the Icemen were out. Yes, the Icemen were out on the main lakes as well as the backwaters. Captain Tony was doing a report up there and checking them all out for me. He says the backwater guys had some smaller bluegills and stuff. He said he didn't see really anybody out on the main lake. He said, but it was real cold out there. He said, I think that affected some of the fishing. So, you know, keep an eye on that. But, you know, as always, I hear the flute starting to play. Yep, it's right there. So I like to leave you with a Native American proverb. And this one comes from my friend Apensui Majawat. You know him. He says, tell me and I'll forget. Show me and I may not remember. Involve me and you know what? I'll understand. How very true. Let me say that again. Tell me and I'll forget. Show me and I may not remember. Involve me and I'll understand. Think about that when you're working with your kids. Hey, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, or the fish we catch. We really are borrowing it all from our children's children's children. We'll see you this weekend, the Northern Illinois Outdoor Show, Lake County Fairgrounds. Come on out, everybody. Let's have some fun.